Well, today my mind is occupied by the Me Too people, Me Tooism. I'm not talking about the Me Too where you're out with a group of friends, the waiter comes up, suggests some specials, someone says, I'll have that, the next person says, oh, Me Too, Me Too, Me Too. I'm talking about the lazy, cunning people who sit at meetings and really don't contribute a lot other than linking sentences between one conversation and another, some banal piece of rubbish. And when they do want to say something substantive, it's always cashing in on someone else's idea. For example, when someone has a really great idea, they perk up, have brightness in their eyes and enthusiasm in their voice and say, yeah, I was going to say that. Look, I quite agree. I can't believe that we thought the same thing. In other words, all they're really doing is saying that bright idea is now effectively my bright idea as well, even though I didn't mouth the bright idea. Now, it can happen to any of us that you actually do have a bright idea that someone voices before you, and it's perfectly sensible to say, look, I agree, I was going to say that too. But when you spot a pattern of someone doing that, then you've got a Me Too-er. And they do it when there's criticism. Too gutless to come out with criticism and say in a meeting, look, I think we've got a problem here. You know, we're not going the right way, or we're getting carried away with our own, you know what. No, they wouldn't do that. They wait until someone else chances their arm with a criticism and then they jump on board and say, me too. Yes, I agree with that. I was going to say that. Good on you, Jack, for saying that. The Me Too-ers of the world. Honestly, we're better off without them because they actually don't make a contribution. If those of us who are prepared to chance our arm said nothing, these whackers would say nothing too. If you're on a board or a committee with a Me Too-er, see if you can get rid of them. They're useless.